Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. With the 2020 holiday season perhaps different than usual for many people, what should you be aware of in the way of holiday frauds and scams? The USDA's Rod Bain has more.
It's the time of the year for presents and goodies. And if one is not careful, frauds and scams.
They know, just as they are in the middle of a pandemic, and they know that we are home, they know that we are online more, and they know that we're stressed. So they're certainly taking this opportunity to their advantage. And with the holidays coming up, the scammers never sleep, and they certainly are out there to steal your hard-earned money with their new tricks and scams.
So AARP's Amy Nofsager provides an update, or rather repeat, on what scammers are up to these days. She starts with the increase in online shopping during the holiday season.
If you are buying online, don't click on any of those social media ads that you see. We're getting a lot of complaints about products based on social media sites that are not as they were advertised.
Nofsager's advice, if you are looking at one of those social media ads, put the name of the company in a web browser search bar and add a word like scam, fraud, or complaint after it.
See what other customers are experiencing with that company, because you certainly don't want to be a victim if there's a warning out there to tell you to not use that company.
Perhaps you are looking online for a new family pet, like a puppy under the Christmas tree. Nofsager cautions about those types of scams as well.
Scammers will create a really good-looking websites with the cutest puppy possible. And they say, well, due to COVID-19 restrictions, we have to have a hermetically sealed kennel and this and that. And we only accept payment via Venmo, Cash App, or Zelle.
You perhaps use those apps for payment transactions. Yet Nofsager says those are based on peer-to-peer technologies. And so,
once you send your money through one of those apps, it's impossible to retract it. So you're expecting this dog to be delivered to your closest airport, and you have no dog, and you're out that money as well.
Also, when making purchases online, holidays, or otherwise, use a secured link to the internet.
Do not submit any financial or personal information through a free public Wi-Fi. And that could be at the airport, in your local coffee shop, down the street. Maybe they have free Wi-Fi. Only use that to check the weather in your sports scores. Don't put your information in there. And if you are shopping online, always use a credit card, not a debit card, because you have way more protections with a credit card.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.